Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Joe Alvarez, a dietitian in Hackney, North London. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
Dietitians are the only regulated and qualified healthcare professional that assesses and treats nutritional problems. Usually you'll be referred by your doctor or your nurse, and the dietitian will do an assessment asking about your medical background, your social situation, and of course asking you about your current dietary intake. They will then make recommendations based on whatever your health goals might be. The dietitian will work with you to come up with a plan to help you moving forwards. One of the main things we do is making sure that people know how to pick up on malnutrition. So there are some really simple tools that your nurse or your GP or any other health professional can do to see if you are at risk of malnutrition. We have an integral role in that education, also educating the public as well. So things like this.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
It's basically when malnutrition is caused by a condition, or it's brought on maybe by a condition that person is living with. It usually causes poor appetite or complete loss of appetite, and often it results in unplanned weight loss. Common conditions that might lead to malnutrition are cancer, COPD, cystic fibrosis. Older people are more at risk of malnutrition, and that often tends to be because the older we get, the more health issues we suffer with, but also social issues as well. So as we get older, we might lose partners, we might lose friends and family who are around us, which means we have less social support. Those who are frail, people who have recently had surgery, the energy that they need, the food that they need is a lot higher after surgery. After people have had a stroke or some sort of cardiovascular event, that can often lead to problems with swallowing. Sometimes it's temporary, sometimes it's longer term, and that can mean that they struggle to swallow specific foods, specific textures of food and drink. Some people struggle with eating disorders, and that can lead to malnutrition, but sometimes it can just be anxiety or depression that's so bad that can prevent people from actually being able to eat or wanting to eat. We see lots of patients with dementia, especially in the later stages, also neurological conditions like Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis, and of course, many, many others.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
We know that around 3 million people are living with malnutrition at any one time. The majority of those people are in the community, so at home or in a care home, for example. We also know that around a third of people who are admitted to hospital have malnutrition or at risk of malnutrition.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
Yes, definitely. It's identifying those people and trying to help them. There are things that we can do once it's picked up.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
Those living with malnutrition will often experience weight loss, more specifically muscle loss. This can affect people's mobility because if they're losing muscle, that can make it more difficult to walk. If they're less able to get out of the house, that can affect mental health, reducing their social interactions, reducing physical activity. If you're not able to go out of the house as much to get your shopping, you're going to try and make your food last longer, which means you might start eating less. And again, that can lead to weight loss. They're also more likely to have a fall and more likely to be admitted to hospital as well. People who are experiencing malnutrition are at high risk of developing infections due to a weakened immune system. If you have any wounds, so for example, surgical wounds or pressure sores, which can happen, or you're bedbound or chair bound, if you're malnourished, you're at high risk of pressure sores, but also it takes longer for those pressure sores to heal and more likely to be admitted to hospital as well.
What are the challenges you face locally treating disease-related malnutrition?
One of the problems is that most people don't realise that they're living with malnutrition. Most people don't take their weight regularly. They're not looking at their muscles to see if they're the same size as they were 6 months ago. But that's why Malnutrition Awareness Week is so important, to bring awareness to the issue.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
In terms of appetite, you might notice that you don't want to eat, or you don't want to eat as much as you normally would. Are your clothes getting looser? If you wear rings, for example, have they got looser? Are they falling off? Are your dentures getting loose and they're moving around a lot in your mouth? You might have noticed a reduction in your muscles, so particularly at the tops of your arms and legs. You might have noticed that's decreased over time. If you notice any of the signs of malnutrition in yourself or in your loved one, it's key that you call up your GP practice and you book an appointment in the first instance, because they might need to carry out investigations as to why that's happening. Sometimes there are obvious causes. If you're already living with a condition, often we can attribute the malnutrition to that. But sometimes there isn't an obvious reason for it, and we need to do further investigations to make sure that there's nothing else going on that's causing it.